Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Logan has gotten into art with me. I visited with them at Christmas. Judy and I went there, and I talked her through doing the first two steps of some art, and they did quite a few more pieces, set up quite a few more pieces than I was expecting, and the things that I paint are done in layers, and you have to wait till the first layer dries to the next. In most cases, if you want to create something where the paint runs together, which I've done a little bit of, you can put the next layer on before the previous layer dries. But in most cases, you want the first one to dry and then the next one, and that layering gives the effect that I'm after in a lot of cases. And so she did the first two. Aluminum paint, beautiful silver paint that you have to be careful using as the base, and then black on that, and then several other layers on top of that. They have a place that they share with Bo's parents in Mexico, San Carlos, and they went down there to take some of the art and do some more of the work down there. So we're looking forward to seeing that place. We haven't been there yet. Looking forward to seeing that soon and continuing our adventure into this organic art, which you can see on DirtDoctor.com, by the way. Just go to Howard's Art. It's with the books and all of the information about donating to TORC and helping the nonprofit through the sale of the books and the art, and just donating if you want to go that route, if you don't want to mess with the books or the art. Right now, we're going to go to Lancaster, Texas, and talk to our friend Daryl, the Snake Man. Hello, Daryl.
Greetings, Howard. How are you, sir?
Happy New Year. Doing well.
Happy New Year to you. So we are using all-natural organic pigments in our paintings.
That would be negative, sir.
That's difficult to accomplish, isn't it?
I tell you, one of the things that I've got on the website, and I need to maybe turn that into even a newsletter, in Oaxaca, Mexico, where, you know, my favorite tree in the world, the arguably the oldest tree, the biggest tree in the world, the Montezuma cypress, 2,000 to 3,000 years old. The other thing in Oaxaca that is the kind of a center of natural pigments and dyes that are used in the rugs there, they make absolutely gorgeous rugs. And so you can do it with all natural dyes, but I just don't know how to do it that way. So don't go that way. A lot of the paint that we use is acrylic, and it's Oops paint that somebody has mixed and fouled up the mix for what they wanted. It didn't match, you know, what they were doing or whatever. And you can get those little tip for everybody on paint. If you don't know it, you can sometimes get that Oops paint at a very economical price.
Yes, and I guess Azel doesn't have an organic section.
Who doesn't?
Azel or any of the art supplies?
Oh, well, Azel, the art store, they've don't have an organic section that I know of. That's an interesting point. I guess, you know, the natural pigments are certainly available, but to use them, you'd have to make them yourself. You know, the red from the cochineal, from the cactus, the prickly pear, and then the blues and the greens, you know, from other herbs. It can be done. It would just take a whole lot more time, and you'd be very limited in the volume of stuff you could do.
Well, I know a lot of counterculture artists who would be all over it if it became a...
I think it'd be fun to do some of it, but no, at this point, we're more of a high-tech paint kind of an artist.
Okay, so my question for you was mycelial in nature. First of all, that whole bioremediation thing I was telling you about is moving forward at that property in Duncanville.
Okay, good.
Looks like it's really gaining momentum and ahead of steam, so I'll get back to you with more details on that. But, of course, part of the idea is using mycelial forms to stop erosion and that sort of thing. But the question I had for you was, there was one of your events that you did in Plano, there was a guy who did a lecture about mycelial masses often presenting as tumorous and oncologists not knowing the difference. And he'd worked on a whole lot of people with a radical diet that basically got everything, even mycelial, I don't know if that's the right word, related, which meant everything, vinegar, bread, everything went out of the diet. And a lot of hospice patients survived. I met some of them. Do you remember the name of that guy?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember the name offhand. Send me a note on it, and I'll look it up. I'll get it from Doug and send it to you. I can't remember his name offhand. I know who you're talking about, though.
Right. Yeah, well, I've got somebody facing a pretty scary diagnosis, and they were all ears about it. So I'll get back with you then off the air. Great to see your show still doing so well. It always makes me smile when I tune in to hear and it's funny, too, how many different places I go these days where they know exactly who I mean when I talk about you. It's wonderful.
They know the Dirt Doctor more than Howard Garrett, most people. It's kind of funny.
Well, more people know the Snake Man or whatever than they know my name. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm saving the world one snake at a time.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for calling, and have a good new year. Try to use as many of my recommended points there in the last newsletter as you possibly can, and spread the word.
Absolutely.
Okay. Talk to you.
Bye. Take care, sir.
Yeah, and the paints, one of the things I probably should have mentioned to Daryl, the paints that we are getting, and I was delighted to see this in the paint industry. A very high percentage of the paints that I'm running into, with the exception, you know, of some of the metallic paints when you're trying to get a certain kind of rich color, are all low to zero VOC paints. In other words, volatile chemicals. They don't have the terrible smell. Don't mess up the house when you're painting your house. And you know, we're involved with the same thing. My art studio, you know, is full of paintings that are halfway finished and just getting started and everything else. And the low VOC makes a huge difference because those low VOC and no VOC paints just don't have any bad odor to them at all. The only one that I'm using, and I'm very careful about it, I do them outside and bring them inside pretty much after they have dried, are the aluminum paints and some of the other metallic paints that we use as a base. The other thing we're doing that's kind of fun is we're recycling a lot of material. I'm finding scrap. I've got a real simple little jigsaw, and I find scrap wood that people are throwing away, and it ranges anywhere from very thin plywood to the masonite type wood, the pressed wood, to thicker plywood and various kinds of things. One of my favorite paintings so far I did on some wood that was kind of a particle board. You know, it had real rough texture. You could see the particles still in the board. Now, people say, well, there's glues and there's formaldehyde and all that in those. And that probably is true, but we tend to seal everything up completely with these paints, and I think works out fine. But using recycled things, including frames and canvases that people have either thrown away or taken to donation places and had little flaws or they got tired of it or whatever the case, we'll use those and recycle them and paint something new on artwork that somebody's tossing away. So it's been fun, and we're learning a lot of things as we go. Give us a call. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. I need to tell you a couple of things. One is if you've got some shoulder pain or knee pain or hip pain, or you're having something where you're about to go in for some surgery or have to take a bunch of really nasty meds or something like that, let me tell you what to do first, and it's totally free. It's a free consultation, and it's with a doctor by the name of Dr. Darcy, who happens to be the doctor that healed my knee from torn meniscus from doing my probably my violent golf swing and working in the garden on my knees and things like that. A lot of similar things people have out there. Free consultation if you call this number, 469-600-8794. They'll tell you all about how it works, what the costs are, whether it would work for you at Achieve Vitality Stem Cell Therapy. Again, the number is 469-600-8794. More about that when I come back. Don't go away.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Somebody sent us an email saying the person that Daryl was trying to get, remember the name of was Doug Kaufman, talking about human health. I think there was somebody else that was talking about the specific things that Daryl was interested in. But Doug is one of the speakers that is, you know, all about human health. His big deal is staying away from fungus. That fungus in the body is the main cause of all kinds of diseases and everything. And he recommends, you know, the kind of diet and everything that I went through on our newsletter. The newsletter that talked about the plan for 2019. That's the starting point of staying away from fungus, is to switch over to the kind of foods that we talked about in the newsletter. If you didn't get the newsletter, you can go to dirtdoctor.com and go into the archives of the newsletter. It's the current one. You can see it right there. If you want to get it, just sign up online. It's a free newsletter that we send out on a weekly basis. And, yeah, we cover human health as well as plant stuff. Let's go now to Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and talk to Tommy. Hello, Tommy.
Hello, Doctor. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. I have purchased some property about 5 years ago, and the original owner had planted some bamboo cane on there, and he did not put a barrier down to keep the roots from spreading. And I was wondering, what are my options to get rid of this without having to use a pesticide?
Well, is it bamboo, or are you talking about a Rhododendron, the big cane?
It's cane.
So it's a Rhododendron.
Some of it can get up to about 2 to 3 inches in diameter.
It has big flower heads on the top of it, kind of like pampas grass.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's a Rhododendron, is the name of it. It's a little easier to get under control than bamboo. So if, you know, getting rid of it is what we want to do, that's a good thing. The first thing I would probably do in this situation is just mow it down to the ground. Just, you know, chop it down completely to the ground. It would be less likely to come back if you do that and then keep it mowed off or chopped off, so it doesn't start to regrow, better than bamboo. Bamboo is more resilient and a bigger weed and will, you know, try to come back longer than the cane will. So,
well, I've cut every spring, usually around, I don't know, every winter I cut it back. And then in the spring it has new shoots that come up out past from where I've cut it down at, and then I have to go in there and knock those shoots down.
Yeah, that's the key, and that's what I do with the bamboo that's in my backyard. I have a forest of it that comes into my yard every year, and you've got to keep on top of that new shoot being able to turn into a big plant by just simply mowing it down, and there's a couple of week period there where you just have to keep mowing it and keep chopping it down. And what you create there is a situation where it uses up its stored energy, its underground energy from the rhizome system. Now,
okay.
You can kill some of the young shoots with the strong organic herbicides like the hydrogen peroxide at 10% or the vinegar, you know, at 20% or so. And the fatty acid products, you know, that are on the market that are organic herbicides. But it really is more effective if you spend all your money and time just knocking it down as it tries to grow and get it to just use up its energy.
Okay. All right.
You can't do it just once. You got to do it, and you got to do it again as it starts to regrow. You can also, if it's okay in the area where you are there, you could also burn it. When it's at full growth and not have to deal with the tall top portion of it, you know, go that route.
Mm-hmm. Not have the police down here then, because it'd be popping.
Yeah, it might be unacceptable technique. So mowing it down and cutting it down. Do you have a brush hog or any kind of a tool like that you can use?
I've got a tractor with a bush hog.
Yeah. Well, just try to mow it down just as soon as it starts to regrow, and I think you'll be surprised how quickly it'll finally give up the ghost.
Okay. All right, well, I sure do thank you, and I really enjoy your show.
I appreciate the call. Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you.
Let's go to Texarkana. That's where the champion, I guess it's the state champion magnolia tree is. Hi, Maggie.
It's not Texarkana, but that's okay.
Oh, where are you then?
North Central Arkansas, up near Harrison.
All right. Mary Rose told me it was Texarkana. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I have one tip, and then I have two questions.
Okay.
The tip is, we have had no problem with squash borer bugs, the ones that get into the vines.
Mm-hmm.
We use rainwater collection to water all of our garden spaces, and we keep BTI in it. And I think it's drawing the BTI up into the plant, and that's why we're not having any problem. And even the squash bugs are down to a minimum.
You are a genius, Maggie.
I don't know that I'm a genius.
Why didn't I think of that?
Happy accident, you know.
BTI in your rainwater. I do a similar thing just as a trap. I keep water in a bucket and keep it stagnant back behind the dog run, and I keep BTI in it. Back there, and I think it helps. It doesn't eliminate the problem, but how often do you put the BTI in it?
Usually, if the tank, we have 350-gallon tanks. If the tank gets down to half full and then we get a good rain and it fills them back up, then I'll put another tablet in. Otherwise, I only do it, you know, I only do it when it's needed.
Okay. Once a month or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Let me put you on hold. We're about to run out of time. Let me see if you had anything else for me, and we will talk. If you do, I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And Maggie stayed with us for some more chatting here. Maggie, what else did you have? By the way, that idea of BTI in the water is a great idea. Squash vine borer is a moth, and that.
Well, it seems to have worked for us, but you know, I mean, it just was a happy accident.
No, I think that's a great idea and very inexpensive to do it, really, too.
Yep. Well, and it's also there's no time. You know, it's no time consuming at all because you're already watering.
Do you use pieces of mosquito bits or?
Actually, I have been using, we were getting them in a small package, a little plastic package that melted.
Actually, you don't need BTI. You just need BT, probably. You did.
But it was the BTI.
You used the BTI. That's interesting that it worked. I would think that the BT would be more effective for the squash vine borer, but whatever works, that's a great tip.
Well, my questions were, I have some iris that need to be separated. Is it too late in the year to do it?
No, you can go ahead and do it now. The ideal time is, you know, 180 degrees from the time they bloom, but you're still far enough away from the time they'd be blooming. I think you can go ahead and do it. It wouldn't be the absolute ideal time, but I think you're okay.
Okay. And also some asparagus that need to be transplanted.
It's probably ideal time to do that. Just go ahead and dig them and move them to the new prepared beds. As you probably already know, asparagus loves lots of organic matter, lots of organic fertilizer, manure products, and all that, the better production you'll have. But I think
right.
it'll be
the beds have been getting ready for them for 2 years with tons of organic matter, so they should be
cool.
real happy.
Cool.
All right, Howard, thank you very much. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year to you, Maggie, and thanks for the tip.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Let's see what Kim is up to in Salem, Oregon. Hello, Kim. How's the weather there?
Good morning, Howard. The weather's pretty mild out here. We haven't had too much of a hard freeze yet at all, so I'm not sure if we're going to have an over-infestation of insects, because no die-off this winter so far.
Well, I tell you the truth. I think that theory is a little bit overrated, because when the weather is mild, it's mild for the beneficials as well as the pests. And I think either direction it goes, you're still going to probably have basically the same kind of issues with insects. Just have healthy plants that can repel them is the way to go.
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying it, so hopefully, you know, that it's not a problem. Anyway, I was listening earlier, and you were talking about the plan for 2019 and trying to eat more organic and incorporate more of the healthy oils like coconut oil and some of the animal
right.
fats and things into your diet, which I agree with, and I do that. Oh, by the way, over here in Oregon, your previous caller was talking about rainwater collection, and it's now illegal in a lot of areas over out this way.
It's
crazy.
It's nutty. It is it's a problem in Colorado too.
Yeah,
they're
so
saying that it
I think
I'm going
to be a lawbreaker.
Oh yeah, it's bizarre.
But just a little sidetrack on that, but. You were talking about the diet and the oils and things, but you didn't mention anything about olive oil, and I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
I should have. I like olive oil. It's one of the few plant oils that I use myself. And when I cook kind of like I paint. I do some pretty wild things. And it started when I lived in the Virgin Islands when I was a junior in college. I ended up being the cook a lot of times, and I'd just mix whatever I had left from the previous days together, and we'd call it Virgin Islands casserole. And I still do some of that. Judy allows me to do that every now and then. And in the Virgin Islands casserole, I'll start with coconut oil, and I'll cook onions and garlic and carrots and celery and things that need longer. And then as I add other things like broccoli and things that don't take quite so long, Brussels sprouts and things like that, I'll add some olive oil or a butter to the mix and an olive oil as well. I'll put a lot of times all three, coconut oil, olive oil, and real butter in the same dish.
Yeah, I do that as well. As long as it's, I just make sure I get the organic stuff. I like the unfiltered olive oil. You know, it's kind of, coconut, well, both coconut and olive oil. It's kind of a little cloudy or in the coconut oils, you know, that white instead of clear and all
right.
that. So,
right.
yeah, I think it's better to get the whole complex.
And
but,
I think the flavor
yeah, I try
you
to,
get.
I try to eat 100% organic these days after
good.
About 5 years ago. Are you familiar with Stephanie Seneff?
No.
Oh, you might look her up, find a YouTube. She's a researcher at MIT. I think she's got like 3 PhDs, but she's done a lot of research and really breaks down how the glyphosate really messes up your system and the plants and the biome in the soil, the whole thing. It just it's a very powerful antibiotic. It just destroys the whole ecosystem in your gut and in the soil. So, yeah, she's really good. But,
okay, I'll look at her stuff. I've probably seen it. I'm just not connecting the name, but. Yeah,
oh, yeah. It's Seneff. I've seen her on some YouTubes and things.
Okay. Seneff. Okay. The only oil that I think is really misused on the market out there today is canola. And a lot of people, including the Mayo Clinic and Heart Association and all, still recommend the stuff as being good. And I think it's a very, very bad, low-quality oil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I avoid that, too. So, yeah, I really love your show. Keep up the good work, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Kim. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
And
bye-bye.
I will check out Stephanie Seneff. That is good. Yeah, we talk about glyphosate haven't today. Talk about Roundup a lot. It's one of those things that's in the toxic pesticide category. I probably should have highlighted it specifically rather than just talking in general. I think, and I do this in my lectures when I talk about natural organic pest control or the fantastic trees of the world or the basic program talk or any of them, I talk about the fact that Roundup, the glyphosate in Roundup and the other ingredients in Roundup as well, the other parts of the product are extremely dangerous. And the products are among the most toxic out there on the market. They've been marketed beautifully, probably as well as anything ever. Maybe other short cigarettes maybe have been marketed better, you know, back in the day, of course. Not so much today, but it's terrible stuff. And the reason, the way I first got into the dangers of Roundup was I saw that the farmers were starting to see in trying to do a no-till program that the organic material that they were leaving on the soil as part of their no-till was not breaking down. And it finally dawned on me that the reason it weren't breaking down is that they were using all this Roundup for their weed control, and they were fouling up the biological activity in the soil so badly that the microbes couldn't even break down the organic matter. It just laid there until it finally oxidized from sunlight and didn't do the soil any good at all. Well, if Roundup is doing that kind of damage to the soil, imagine what kind of damage it could be doing and is doing to the gut of wildlife, livestock, your pets, you and me. And that's exactly what it's doing. And it's being linked to all kinds of degenerative diseases and all kinds of things. If you haven't gotten into that, we got a lot. We not only have a lot of information saying don't do it and use other things, you know, vinegar and fatty acids and all that, but there's a lot of white papers and research both on DirtDoctor.com and more in detail on the nonprofit website, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org, about, you know, how that stuff has been proven now from in all kinds of different directions to be something to stay away from. It's still being promoted, still being sold. I get it. I know that. There's an awful lot of other products that are still being manufactured and still being sold out there that I don't recommend either. So you got to make your own decisions. But Roundup should be high on the list of plants to avoid. Here's Richard in Colorado Springs. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I called to get an update, see if you that's my suggestion for the tree collar for your tree climbing dog.
My tree climbing dog. Well, I've mentioned it on the air. You may have missed it. I did talk to one fabricator. It ended up being kind of a high end fabricator that does probably more on building sculpture for artists' designs than to do, you know, inexpensive things that we were talking about. I did come up with, I may still do a similar thing if I can find a sheet metal place that does the lower end stuff. But I also have some welded wire at home, and I'm going to come up with kind of a necklace. It would be almost like the thing you use in an airplane, you know, around your neck to lean back on, but shape this welded wire into one of those kind of things so she would have a hard time getting past it on the trunk of the tree. Anything that's solid on the trunk of the tree, whether it's the flange of the sheet metal like you were talking about or the plastic that I have on there, again, I've put on back and forth a couple times, it'll keep the bark in the dark and lead to some insect and possible rot product problems. And with the welded wire and having the sunlight be able to go through it and the air, I don't think we'll have that problem.
Well, I never did mention that. You can also get plastic collars fabricated with adjustable rings. And if you make them clear, you eliminate that shadow.
That'll help a lot. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know where to go to get the plastic ones is the problem. The tree trunk is pretty big. You know, it's about 27, 30 inch diameter. So it's going to take a pretty big collar to do this.
That's about a 64 inch collar. Well, I don't know. You've got contacts. Check it out.
I just got to spend the time to do it. Richard, I appreciate it. Thanks for checking up on me. I appreciate your help.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Richard. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. When I come back, I'll talk about a little bit of time on where you can get additional information about this natural organic program that we talk about here, and we'll take your calls. 866-444-3478.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Bring a dose of nature indoors with the new Espoma organic plant foods loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Then fill the watering can with water and feed the plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Visit Espoma.com to learn more or to find a retailer near you.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
Book your consultation now. Call today at 469-687-94 and receive a $200 consultation free of charge. That's 469-687-94 for the free consultation or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I thought we had two more breaks, but that was the last one. So we'll talk to Al, and then I'll finish up with my things I need to do for today. Hello, Al. What's up?
Good morning, Mr. Garrett. I just heard you talking with that gentleman about making something for your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were mentioning plastic or vinyl. And I just thought of a company, a local company, that might be able to make you something like that. And the name of the company is called Western Extrusions.
Okay.
You know, so that's the way they make those molded vinyl or plastic products, is they extrude them through molds and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And I don't have any inside connections or knowledge of the company people, but I just happened to read years ago about a gentleman that had won some type of recognition in the business community. You know how the morning news will put those announcements and the person's picture when they've got a promotion or something. And the gentleman's name was Mr. McAvoy. And that's all. And I don't know why the whole article remained in my mind, but then just the other day I was trucking up I-35 toward Louisville, and I saw one of their trucks in Carrollton that had a big semi with the name of the company on the box, you know.
Well, I appreciate the tip, and I'll certainly look into it. I'd be interested to see what all they make, what all kind of extrusion things they make, and maybe we can come up with something to keep my dog on the ground instead of up in the tree.
Hey, while I got you on the phone, do you have any familiarity with the plant from which we get sesame seeds, and if it's something that could tolerate our climate? I think it's from the Middle East, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a sesame plant, and it can grow around here. In fact, I was reading about it one day, and I was going to grow some myself, and I never did yet, and I haven't done that yet. But if you'll do a little search on it, you'll find out that, yeah, you can grow it, and I think it can take our climate pretty well.
Yeah, hazard I noted about it, it was a little blurb in a recent radio broadcast I heard, that they said that it was liable to be the next food that was going to be added to the list of foods that people are frequently allergic to.
Yeah,
and I had never heard that before.
It could be that it's also getting into the genetically modified thing, too. I appreciate you bringing that up, Al. I'll look into it, too, and we'll share information, okay?
And keep up your great show, Mr. Garrett.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate your call, and call us again.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Let's talk to Kay in Granbury, Texas, real quick. Hey, Kay.
Yes, I'll make this short. In the 1970s, I heard a lecture by a doctor. I'm sorry I do not remember his name, but he explained how the microwave destroys your food is that it changes the molecules and rearranges
That's
them
right.
so that it really isn't what you think you're
right.
eating. And he gave an example of green beans. If you put the green beans in the microwave, when they come out, they look like green beans, but they really aren't.
Yeah. It definitely changes the food value, like I said. And if at all possible, it's good to stay away from it. No question about it.
I have never owned one because of that lecture I heard.
Well, we don't have one either. I finally convinced Judy, and she bought into it totally, so we don't have one either. Thank
Very
you, Kay.
Good. Yes, bye-bye.
Happy
appreciate
New Year.
Your
Talk to you later. And appreciate everybody being there today. It's been fun. We've gone through a lot of stuff. Let me run through a couple of things for you real quickly. Organic Club of America, that's our only portion of the website that costs anything. A little tip for you, you can click on Buy Howard's Books, the red button at the top of the page of DirtDoctor.com, and it'll tell you how to either donate or buy my books or my organic art at certain levels. Don't even have to be high levels, and you get a membership in the Organic Club of America at one level, and at another level you get the seed from my garden and from Bob Webster's garden. We've got about five different kinds of seed that are available there. The live radio show podcasts information is there. By the way, you can all listen to the show on our app anytime during the week. It just plays 24/7 on the Dirt Doctor app. If you miss the show, the live times, by the way, if you're just stumbling into us, are from 8 to 11 Dallas time. We're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area near DFW Airport, broadcasting from Salem here. The online course, the TARC online course, you can see right online. The windows that change when you pull up DirtDoctor.com, one of those will explain the gardening course for you, what it costs and all that. My books and the art are all explained. My appearances are under the appearance button. And the guides, when you see the button down there that says guides in capital letters, G-U-I-D-E-S, under it, you'll find all my formulas and all the basic programs for roses, fruit production, all the different things that we talk about in black and white for you, and hopefully it'll help you out. Thanks again for being with me. Check out the website if you have some questions during the week, and I'll see you next week. In the meantime, go organic and enjoy those healthy gardens and especially those healthy trees, which should never be maintained with anything but the total natural organic program. Reason for that is nothing likes the program better than trees, shade trees and fruit trees, even little trees in pots. My oldest tree is 40 years old and has been in pots the whole time. See you next time.